You're listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH.
Rockle.
Rockle. Steve Rockle. All right, so normally on Riff Raff, me and Kit play a lot of shitty death metal, but today we've got Spear in to give us five of his favorite tracks of the year.
He's going to teach us about taste.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought we've got, you know, Spear's in, he's going to play some of his favorite tech death songs of the year. I'm like, oh, that makes the title easy. I can just call it Techsgiving or something, you know. I've done my work for the week, put my feet up, and then I'm like, I'll just check out these tracks, and like none of them are tech death, so I'm like, okay, back to the drawing board.
I'm milking year end season for all it's worth. I'm doing tech death like top 10 and then my own top 10, and then this is all shit that I didn't put on either of those.
Awesome.
That's the way to do it.
Yep.
So what we've got, a bit of thrash, bit of like twangy stuff, some melodic stuff, bit of like black metal adjacent, sludgy noise stuff, dissonant death metal. Is pretty diverse sort of list, mixed bag of stuff. I went in, like, Spear's obviously going to be able to describe them better because he's spent more time with these records. I went in not knowing like 3 or 4 out of the 5, and I was like, okay, I've got to do my homework, you know. Normally me and Kit just fucking wing it, but I was like, oh, I'll just check out a track or two from each, and I ended up listening to like 3 of the albums in full, because once I put them on, I'm like, fuck, this rules. So I've just left it on, worked all day listening to it, so I ended up getting a pretty good vibe of like what each band sounds like, and yeah, I enjoyed it a fair bit. What do we got first? Critical Defiance?
So this is... It came out earlier this year on Unspeakable Acts, so you kind of just automatically know that it's good from that. But
yeah,
this is like quintessential South American thrash. I don't really have a whole lot of like exact reference points I can throw out because I'm not super familiar with the scene myself. But yeah, it's just super aggro, super violent, really like shockingly well produced too. It sounds amazing.
That's not something you typically associate with South American thrash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Atomica weren't really the leaders in production back in the day. this one was early in the year. Hey, this is like way, way back. I remember seeing the cover, like it was one of the early promos we got. I feel like I checked it out when it came out, and then because Unspeakable Acts have been putting out so much thrash this year, I haven't had time to go back and listen to anything from the month before, because every month there's been a new thrash album dropping that just blows me away. I'm like, fuck, like I almost forgot that Ripper existed. That's how good it's been. And yeah, then Ripper released one anyway, so it's just like, okay, what? I don't know what to do here. I'm just gonna keep going with the flow and listening to whatever new one they put out. The track you picked was Spiral of Hatred.
Yeah. That was the first track that I heard from this one. And, I listened to it once, went and pre-ordered it, and the album came out, and it was fucking amazing. So it's just, like, the first half of it is just super fast and thrashy, and then it goes into, like, this Iron Maiden-ish kind of dueling guitar sort of thing. That's awesome. Super sweet.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Which was a little
longer, but yeah.
that's what you want, though. You don't want to be you want to be left wanting more, basically.
Yeah.
So we'll play Critical Defiance now.
We'll be right back.
Alright, that was Spiral of Hatred from Critical Defiance. I'll put links down below. I'm not going to bother with release dates and stuff because obviously everything on here has come out already, so I'll just put links down below so you can go down and check out the full thing if you like what you hear. Next, we're going to play some sort of melodic, twangy... I saw the cover and I was like, that looks like John Baisley kind of stuff. I wonder if they sound like, you know, Mastodon Baroness type stuff.
Baisley Core.
Baisley Core. yeah, that...
It's a little bit like that, yeah.
Yeah, I liked this one. It's like a subgenre that I've sort of strayed away from in the last like 3 or 4 years, but it's when it works, it works really well, and kind of brightens up your day a bit rather than hearing just dissonant filth all the time. So yeah, I was happy to hear something kind of kind of pleasant for a change. Like,
yeah,
eat your vegetables, Pat. Jesus.
I eat heaps of vegetables, all right, just leave me alone. So what's the go with these guys? Like, are they from sort of that, what is it, like, aren't Baroness and that all from Georgia and Mastodon?
Mastodon, yeah, they're from Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, these dudes are from West Virginia, apparently, so same-ish area, sort of. But
yeah,
no, I knew nothing about these guys until I came across The Thief during putting together a Toilet Tuesday list, and just happened to have the full stream up somewhere and turn it on to listen to like the first 20 seconds of some song, and then ended up listening to the whole album. And yeah,
that's your reward for doing that fucking tireless work that really is just, I don't know how you do it, but obviously you pick up the odd gem here and there that you probably wouldn't have heard otherwise. So I think a lot of people do that with list season too, like they'll hear a couple of tracks or something on a list and then end up just absolutely loving a band. So that's definitely happened to me before, so I guess this is a good time of year. Like, regardless of what Joe says about lists being garbage and, you know, just putting a dampener on the whole thing, if people use it for something other than validating their own shitty taste, then yeah, it is a good thing to like to get into. So yeah, I don't know, I definitely considered buying this immediately because I was like, oh, I need to listen to more less fucked up music, basically. Yeah,
I mean, that's like 90% of what I listen to too, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Something good. That, like, that Pigeon Conjurer record from August was like the same kind of deal.
Oh, yeah.
Did we play a track from that kit? I feel like we... Or was it just Conjurer we played?
I've got too many holes in my brain to answer that question.
Yeah.
That's if it was more than like 48 minutes ago, I could not tell you definitively.
That's partly why we probably won't do a best songs of the year thing, because I feel like we've played a track from every fucking album that we've liked, so I feel like it'd be tough to not repeat ourselves. Like, we've played two tracks of Teeth and something else, so yeah.
So, yeah. I'm going to make everyone listen to Blood Incantation and Tomb Mold at every given opportunity.
Yeah, and I'll just put Suffering Hour on again for the third time.
All 18 minutes.
Yes.
There's a lot of animal abuse. Peter, do not condone this track or the band name, really. Horse Burner. The track's Drowning Bird. Mm-hmm. It's just all kinds of fucked up. Oh,
yeah. Content warning for Roller Office.
Yeah, we might get him on next week to give his top five or so songs, so he can have his recompense on. So here's Horseman with Drowning. Sorry,
I was just gonna say they should do a split with Owl Crusher. Owl Crusher split.
Yeah, aren't they like the same kind of music too, or am I thinking of something else? I might be way off base. I don't know.
You know, sludgier, doomier kind of stuff, but I could see them pulling it off. I think it would go well.
There's been more disparate bands that have joined together for splits in the past, so yeah, it should, you know, fuck it. Sometimes they're the best ones anyway, where you get a bit of different flavor coming on like halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last owl band, like the last time I spent time listening to owl bands, like was, I think W did a post like pitting all the different owl bands against each other or something. I have like a faint memory of that. Maybe you just drafted it and I dreamt it. Yeah.
That sounds like something he'd do though.
Yeah.
It's an extremely W post.
So yeah, here's Horseburner with Drowning Bird.
Yeah.
So that was Horseburner with Drowning Bird. And next we've got some...
Drowning Pool.
Please no.
Oh, Christ. I've got... So, slight tangent here. I'm filling in for a buddy's cover band playing guitar for a show, and it's just, like, the absolute worst fucking stuff. It's drowning... there's a Drowning Pool song in there, and I just want to die every time. Yeah.
How old are these guys? Why are they playing Drowning Pool stuff? Are they, like...
They're like... mid-50s.
Oh, wow. Okay, so... Right. Because Drowning Pool haven't been around for ages. Didn't like the dude in that die or something? Isn't that like why they stopped?
I have no idea.
Uh-huh. I know they... Cool. Alright, real talk. Drowning Pool is like one of my gateway bands. But, so
was it from the trip... Was it from the movie Triple X, or what was the other movie that they played it in?
Jason X, bro, okay? The other X movie. Come on. I heard Bodies watching that preview, and I was like, this is sick. I'm so in. And then I never stopped hearing Bodies for the rest of my life, because it's the only song that ever gets played.
It became a meme.
Fuck. Apparently they're writing an album right now.
Yeah. They're still going. They're on their like ninth vocalist or some shit, but they persevered.
I love it. That rules. We're gonna play.
Christ.
I'm gonna play Drowning Pool next week.
Hometown Heroes. What up?
Are they from Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who is the biggest band from Dallas, like, in metal?
I guess probably Drowning Pool, because Pantera's Fort Worth.
Yeah, they're like Arlington or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
Is that a suburb, or is that, like, a city, or...
Oh, man. Everyone in Fort Worth just got so mad at you.
I don't give a fuck. What are they going to do? Come across the Pacific? Come get me.
They might. I don't know. Fort Worth people are crazy.
Can't bring your guns here. Fuck you. You have to fight me like a man.
I don't know. Hell Yeah is also from Dallas.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. True. I lived down the street from the Hell Yeah tour bus driver.
What a claim to fame. Like, for him to be known as that.
I was driving to a college one day, like going up to the university, and it was like, I don't know, a quarter mile down the road, there's a house, and I noticed a big tour bus back behind it. And I was like, that's weird. That's not something that a normal person has. So I figured, you know, I'll just pay attention the next time I'm driving that way. So the next time I'm driving up there, I kind of slow down so I could see it. And it's just fucking Vinnie Paul's face plastered like dead center, Hell Yeah, underneath it. I was like, what the fuck?
Big pile of Monster Energy cans next to it.
I just googled like Hell Yeah bus driver, and it's like, oh yeah, that dude lives in wherever, Texas. And I was like, oh shit, that's him.
True American hero.
Indeed.
Who knows what went on that bus, all right?
I'd say a lot of just drinking and fireworks and dumb shit based on the Pantera home videos. Yeah.
All right, that was New Metal on Riff Raff Radio.
That was Dallas Corner. Next, yeah. We've got a track from Rapture, which is one that I hadn't heard at all and feel really dumb for not and knowing about it prior to this, because this is extremely my shit. I loved this track. Actually, this is one of the albums that I ended up listening to the whole lot of, and I'm like, got to wish list this. Reminded me of like, it's like Teeth crossed with like Ulcerate, or even like convulsing in one of the tracks that had kind of like an ambient, like sort of dissonant bit in it. That yeah, I enjoyed this. Yeah, I don't remember.
They even got sax in one track too.
Oh yeah, like it had a lot of stuff going on and it all felt like cohesive still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Teeth, I feel, is actually a pretty good comparison for this. Maybe not necessarily sonically or like in terms of the way they make their songs or anything like that, but just the whole thing where they're just this perfect sort of midpoint between completely skronky dissonant stuff and like actual, you know, traditional death metal kind of thing.
Yeah, there are a couple of bits too that were like they weren't afraid to just not be insane and sort of do like a chuggy almost like djent sort of part that just it fit really well with the song that I feel like a lot of bands are just too timid to go into that sort of territory, and when it works it fucking hits the song off. But because of all the stigma attached to like breakdowns, djent, and you know all that sort of Meshuggah worship stuff, a lot of bands aren't doing anything to do with like just different open note patterns anymore. And I think I can't remember which track it was in, but there was a part that I was just spontaneously headbanging to because of that, and then it, you know, it sort of disappeared almost immediately. But I was like, oh, hold on, what the fuck, what did I just hear? That wouldn't have happened in a typical dissonant death metal track. But yeah
I think that's Torn to Shreds or Devouring Mist, like second or third track.
Yeah,
but it takes a kind of a deft hand to be able to pull that off and make it actually sound good though too, which is probably the other reason that a lot of bands kind of shy away from doing that chuggy kind of stuff is, like you said, the stigma, but also it is fairly difficult to make it actually work.
Yeah, as long as you're not doing like a syncopated headbanging on stage, like you've planned it in the studio, then yeah, fine, go for it. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to see a Born of Osiris video clip happen on on New Music Video, but like, yeah, by all means, do a mad chuggy bit. Like, it works.
Mm-hmm.
So you chose, is this the first track?
Yes. I figure it's just a good kind of encapsulation of their whole sound. It kind of does everything.
Yep.
And it's real short, so.
Yeah, so here's Rapture. I'm saying it like that. I don't give a fuck if they've put a V in there. That's like, I don't know. I didn't just mistype that. It is Rapture, right?
Yeah, with a V.
Yeah. So I'm guessing there's already like several bands called Rapture. Probably defunct new metal bands from Dallas.
100%.
XX Rapture XX. So here's Feast Upon Their Flesh. We'll be right back. call them out and like have the band angrily message the site saying, "Hey, fuck you. There's seven bands called Rapture. we're trying to optimize our SEO." So we'll do Wormwitch.
Wormwitch.
Then yeah, Oracle. Me and Kit were having trouble like deciding what, like just before when you were trying to call in or like when we're trying to get you on the line, we're like, and Wormwitch, and we're both like, it's kind of like melodic black metal, but not, and we're like, didn't know exactly how to pin it down because it felt like there was a lot of stuff going on. I think I heard two tracks of this one.
Yeah, this is one, like, if you get the time, I'd recommend just listening to the whole thing all the way through, because they do a lot of just, I don't know, kind of not really like out there stuff, but they've got this sort of bluesy, almost Americana folky kind of stuff going on in a couple of songs.
Yeah.
That it's, I don't know, it's really unique.
Yeah, they do a bunch of cool stuff like that. There's little folky intros, and then also like a lot of gang vocals, like kind of shouty big choruses like that. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
Yeah. But like overall, it's basically just guilt-free dissection.
So. Yeah, I was saying to Kit, like if we say that it's melodic black metal, people are going to think it's like Sacramentum or something, but it's like if you say that it's like post black metal, that's a completely different thing, and then it's like it's not really folk black metal, it's like it doesn't, we came up with some really convoluted genre mashing word that was like, oh yeah, it's that, and you just say it's that and no one can argue with it because that is a complete fucked up. Yeah. So the track you've chosen is called Two Wolves. So mm-hmm. You have one wolf inside you that's I don't know, whatever whatever that meme is. So someone come up with a good one and put it in the comments. Well, what's the two wolves meme for this?
How do we convert a meme to a podcast format?
We've tried. Fuck. Every week we have some dumb meme to talk about for 10 minutes. Are these guys from America as well? Or from the USA, sorry?
They are from Canada.
Okay. So yeah, good America.
Yes.
Not anymore, but yeah, whatever. So yeah, we'll play Wormwitch, Two Wolves now.
Maledictions.
So we've got one more track left. This is probably the most abrasive thing you sent to us to listen to.
Harsh Noise Wall.
I had good intentions. I was going to listen to the whole thing, and I put on the first track, and then it was like the intro. This is immediately after like Horseburner or Worm Witch, one of the nicest sort of melodic ones. And then I put this on, and I was at work, and I was kind of angry already. And I listened to the intro, and then the start of the second track, and I was like, "Oh, I'm not feeling this at all. This is not matching up with my mood whatsoever." So like, I skipped to the track that you've picked for us. And yeah, I was like, okay, I can't do the full thing of this. This is angry shit that I would put on. Yeah. Like,
yeah. So were you angry because of the Worm Witch and the Horse Burner, or was that just coincidental?
No, I was angry because I'm at work, and that's just the general. Wow. I'm typically angry anyway, and then I was at work too, so that compounded it. And then I had some nice stuff on that you sent us, and then Raw Cal at the end, I was like, oh, no, bring back the twangy guitars and the harmonies and stuff.
this isn't like really actually a harsh noise wall. I mean, yeah, it's definitely the most abrasive thing, I think, but I don't know. There was W sent me the their last one, Creon, I think it was called, but that one was interesting. It was like way slower and kind of post metal ish.
Okay, so blame him. I gotcha. Yep. No worries.
Yep, all his writing balls.
Writing him an angry message now.
Yeah, but they did like a total 180 on this one in terms of their sound. And the album is based on a book that I have yet to read. But it's about this like demonic mule or donkey or something that comes to some town in...
Joe Biden.
I can't remember if it's... What's that?
Joe Biden. Isn't he a demonic donkey?
Yes. And tells you seven horrific tales of sins of the past and things like that. Yeah, it sounds like Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Talking about popcorn.
Their song titles are really long, too. So are they like the chapter titles? Because I feel like they're doing the Chain to the Bottom of the Ocean type thing where they're just like, write half a paragraph and go, yeah, that's the song. That's the song's name.
Maybe.
What's the one you got here? It's... I haven't written down.
Let's see which one. Oh, The Only Constant in This World is Blackness of the Human Heart.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're not Zach. Happy people.
No, not so much. Yeah, it's like just noisy, angry, sludgy, hardcore kind of stuff. I like it a lot.
Yeah, don't get turned off. Anytime I mention anything to do with like noise or abrasion on the show, Kit immediately goes to Harsh Noise Wall, and then I reckon 50% of the people that are listening are like, "Oh yeah, I'm turning off now before my ears get sandblasted." But yeah, it is listenable unless you're in an angry mood at work on a Thursday at somewhere in Western Sydney, then it's not recommended. That's my review.
Unless you meet these very specific conditions. Pretty good.
Yeah, I think the key to that might be to not be in Western Sydney, because that was basically the exact conditions I listened to it the first time under. But you know, Northern Wisconsin instead.
That's the key to most things, is to not be in Bogan territory. So what was the sample from at the start? Is that them reading part of the book you were talking about, or is it from?
I think that's actually the author of the book, because they did collaborate with him for something regarding this, and I think he did all of the spoken word. Don't like cite me on that, but I'm pretty sure.
That's cool. That'd be like if a lot of these black metal.
I just looked it up. Additional readings by Eric Stainer Carlson, who is the author. So
cool. Yep. Imagine all these black metal bands like wetting their pants if they could get Tolkien to read out some fucking Silmarillion bullshit for their fucking raw black metal bedroom project. He'd be making a fortune on Venmo.
The Bard would cease to exist. He'd just dissipate in front of everyone's eyes.
Yeah, well, have you ever seen him and fucking Tolkien in the same room at the same time? I don't think so. So here's Rorqual with "The only constant in this world is the blackness of the human heart." Did I get that right? I feel like I got it right.
Nailed it.
A plus.
A plus. Sweet. That's the best mark I've ever got. We haven't done movie chat. We normally do fucking movie chat. Well, I was just talking to Kid about I'm going to go see Knives Out on the weekend. He's already seen it and has given it the 5 out of 5 Kit Stars.
Nice.
I was looking forward to seeing it. I saw The Raid last night. Have you guys seen that?
Oh yeah, Raid whips ass.
I haven't.
Yeah, it's very. I wasn't. It was the one you watched English dubbed?
No, it was all subs.
Subtitles, yeah. Because the one I got was an English dub, and I wanted to turn the dub off and just read the subtitles. Because like, I have slight industrial deafness from being a fucking idiot and working in a noisy area, and then also listening to music and gigs and stuff. And I have subtitles on regardless. But every now and then I'd catch the fucking absolutely horrific English dubbing over the Indonesian actors, and I was like, this is taking me right out of it. But I still enjoyed it. Like, it was still, like, most of the movie is fucking just balls to the wall fucking action, knifing and karate and shit like that. But it was like, yeah, every time they spoke, I was like, can you not? Can we just... Yeah, that's my movie review for the week. Stop doing English dubs, especially if you're going to get some cheesy fuckwit in there. I was like, I could do better than this guy. This guy sucks. What? But I didn't
subs.
Have...
Subs forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I've become so accustomed to having them on, too, because I'm like, either don't want to have the TV up too loud, because I typically watch movies when our son's asleep, and, you know, subtitles are a fucking awesome idea for that. But then also, like, a lot of the stuff is foreign language or whatever, so it's like, I want subtitles on all the time. And, you know, sometimes they take up too much of the screen, or, like, they're the wrong color and they blend in with the background. I'm like, I get mad at the subtitles so much now. I was like, why can't it be a unified system that works? I want to become a subtitle totalitarian.
They're totally worth it for the weird subtitles that you'll get. Or like the really funny ones, like you're watching Jurassic Park and it's like ominous T-Rex sounds in the distance. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Like, every T-Rex sound is ominous.
Or it just does the it has the little music symbols and then it says like quaint music playing. You're like, what's quaint music? If I was like deaf, I'd be mad. Be like, what the fuck is quaint music? Be more descriptive. I don't like the ones that have the audio description. I just want the words. Like, I just want English subs, not what do they call it? It's like audio descriptive something or other. I don't know.
I have no idea.
Hmm.
I was just gonna let you figure it out.
Just gonna let me flounder here. I'd look it up, but I also don't really. Did you have anything else you wanted to play?
Not really. For this, I guess. Yeah.
Cool.
No, everything else this year sucked.
Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the floor. Let the bodies hit the... Superman, outstanding talent in all of the land.
Super fan, super queen, best looking cheerleaders in the whole USA. We are the Cowboys. Super coach, super team. Lean hard, hungry, ugly and mean. So get down, get down, get down, y'all. Dallas Cowboys. Cowboy football. Oh.